Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the E-Factor and Intention Radio with City Talk, where we strive to evolve to higher states of consciousness in order to improve life performance. We seek out our individual life mission and explore new frontiers in search of creating a better life. E-Factor stands for the energy factor, which is the energy that everything is made of, and the energy that will guide us to accomplish all that we wish for. Hi, my name is Tippi Feldstein, and this is the E-Factor. My book, Planning Power, is available at Amazon.com, and all you have to do is type the name of the book, Planning Power, and you will access Planning Power by Tippi Feldstein, or you can simply go to lifemodification.net. That's .net, and it will guide you on how to get the book and what the book is all about. Bless you, and I love you, and I present this to you from my heart to yours.
Hello, and welcome.
And now we continue our discussion with David Rees about death and life, and what does death really mean? Listen carefully.
We're back now. Hello, and we are not going to be talking to David Rees today. It's a day to talk about something a little bit differently. And we will come back tomorrow and talk to David Rees again. But today we're going to talk about a spiritual principle that affects all of us, and as we're all working towards acquiring and getting and bringing into our life that which makes us feel good, that which makes us feel pleasurable, there's certain things that we need to know. So if you are right now trying to work on reshaping your body or the way you feel about it, or reshaping your financial situation or the way you feel about your finances, or reshaping your love life or your relationships, there's certain principles, the spiritual principles that will help you in so many different ways. And we're going to have spiritual principle number one that we're going to talk about today. And that principle is based on the fact that whatever you focus on expands. Whatever you focus your attention on expands. And what does that mean? That means that when you focus and think about something a lot all the time, that's what you're actually bringing into your life. So if you're focusing on how much you hate your body, then you're bringing in more of that. If you focus on how much you love and how much gratitude you have for your body, then your body will respond and bring you other things, more things that you should love and more things that you can have gratitude. And on the other hand, whatever you deny your attention will dissolve into nothingness. So if you want something, but you don't pay attention to that and you don't keep thinking about it and you don't keep wondering what it is you can do to bring it into your life and how you can take different actions, and you just don't think about it, out of mind, out of life, and into nothingness. It will not be anything. So if you want to create anything in this life, then you have to pursue it with all your attention. And then you have to trust. So first you have to pursue it. You have to give it full attention. But then don't start banging your head against the wall and screaming, I don't have what I want. Why don't I have what I want? That's not what it's about. Because once you pursue it and once you give it all your attention and you do everything in your power to acquire it, then you have to trust that your creator or God and the universe and all that is also wants you to have it and also will open up all kinds of ways for you to have it and to receive it. So you have to have complete faith. Just like when you plant a seed in the ground, you plant it and you nurture it. And you don't stand on top of it and say, when are you going to grow? And then the next morning you start screaming and crying, but why can't you grow already? But you don't really have to do it because you know, you can trust that the seed has been planted. and you know that the Creator and the universe and the infinite will allow it to grow within nature. And you don't have to do anything more. You just have to give it your attention, nourish it, pursue it, and then trust that it will be there. So basically, the idea is focus on your vision long enough for it to become part of your experience in life. And it will. Focus on your vision long enough. Don't give up the second day, because that seed needs to be nurtured. So imagine your life for a movie created by an infinite movie maker. And everything that you could ever wish or dream or hope for became part of that movie. Now imagine that that is not your imagination, but your reality. What will your life movie look like? And that's what I read from Sky Richard Smith, that calls himself the infinite filmmaker. And his quote is, live the life you thought you could only imagine. So basically what he's saying is that if you can imagine it, you can have it, but not without those two ingredients, focus and trust, and don't stress. Don't stress at all. And what else can we say about it? So your life becomes the story that you tell. So whatever it is that you're thinking, whatever it is that you're telling yourself, that's exactly what your life is becoming. And that's what happens in an ever-expanding universe. Because whatever you want for your life will become real as long as you focus your attention on it. Because it's not only about you. It's about your Creator wanting you to have what you want. And the only way you can know what you want is if you ask for it and then believe that you will get it. So decide what you want and then talk about it. Not to everyone else, to yourself. Don't talk about what you're going to get. Talk about what you are doing for you to get it. And that's the principle for today. That's what we're going to talk about today. But if you do want to talk about something else, like how to, let's see what else we can talk about. We can talk about another principle. I'm going to talk about the thought of today. So before I say goodnight, I'm going to give you the thought of today. Not doing something to avoid failure is the very best definition of falling. So don't be afraid to fail. Be afraid not to try. Have a great day tomorrow. Do, follow, think about all the good things. Let go of all the bad things. And we shall meet again, hopefully, tomorrow.
We have come to the end of Tippy Talk tonight on the E Factor Show. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and you are listening to Black Talk Radio. E Factor stands for the energy factor. It is the factor that we adjust in order to take on the daily challenges and mold our life into the energy of our desires. My book, Planning Power, is available on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in Planning Power, and my book should pop up either first or second in line. Or you can go to the website and find out more about it, which is lifemodification.net. That's .net, not .com. You can also read the first chapter and see if you wish to read more. And most important, we invite you, the listener, to participate. You can call into the E-Factor Live on Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time, and give us your opinion, your question, your idea, or your challenge of the day. We also invite you to follow us. All you have to do is click on that follow button right there on top, and you'll receive updates and notices every time we broadcast. We will be broadcasting randomly throughout the week, but always here live on Monday. Until we meet again, have a magical journey and let your talent be your potion.
Enjoy your journey.